Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of June 2016, and this is the 386th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just come in from being in town, and I was very, very glad to be wearing a coat and boots and having an umbrella and a hat, because it's pretty cold out there. It's 0 degrees and pouring with rain and very, very windy. And certainly waiting at the bus stop, I appreciated having all those bits of equipment with me. My poor washing, which has been hanging outside since Monday, has been not getting much of a look in. Although when I went out this morning, I went and had my breakfast outside in a brief bit of blue sky, and it didn't seem nearly as damp as I'd expected. And I just thought, well, when I'd finished my breakfast, I would take it down and finish it off in the house. But of course, in the meantime, the heavens opened and it poured down again. So I have brought them inside and they're just very dripping wet. I might have to put them back in the machine and give them another dry. But I'm here ensconced I've turned the heater on. I've made myself a pot of tea. I've got a chocolate brownie that a friend made for me, a gluten-free chocolate brownie. And so all those things, and having you to talk to as well, certainly make coming in from the cold well worthwhile. I've had another day of working with the intentions that I've been drawing up. And today that worked well again, even though today wasn't a drawing day in the doubling up. I did the drawing yesterday, and today was looking at the intentions. I think I mentioned a couple of days ago that it seemed to work on the day that I had drawn up the intentions, but not on the following day. I think that was just not a very good day, and because today it worked really well, I found myself just kind of scanning the drawings, I suppose, and picking up what felt the best thing to do right then. And so that's how I worked this morning. It meant I did a bit on the novel. It meant that I did a bit of work on this profile page I'm putting together. And they both felt really nicely matched. So I'm glad about that and really looking forward to keeping that going a bit. It'll be interesting because we've got 7 days in a week, the couplings are going to be different next week. And it's felt this week as if the pairings that I've got work really well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sorry, now I can't even think what they were. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's right. Friday, Saturday will be an interesting one too. But that's where I'm at today. It has been quite a good day, even though it's short because I go into the city. And certainly having my acupuncture done, which means that my arm is being a bit more relieved, and I feel tuned again. That's always a really nice thing to do. So I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that you've felt attuned to it, that you've been able to select your project or whatever you want to do without too much agonising. Try not to second think things. That's my real downfall, is second thinking or casting doubt on choices that I make. So I'm really hoping that by directing my drawing straight to, sorry, I'm going to have to tell you what just happened just then, but In fact, I'm so discombobulated, I can't concentrate. I've forgotten my thread. But what just came up was that a new Qigong story had just popped into my inbox, and it's about making choices, which was exactly what I was talking about. And what I was going to say is that I think having the drawings in front of me allows the information to come straight into my right brain instead of being analysed by my left brain first, which the written to-do list might do. Anyway, that's one theory. I'd like to say a special hello to Michael today, and just wishing him lots of good thoughts, wishing you lots of good thoughts, and of course all of you as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.